shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Don't label us left or right.
We are American.
Not looking for a war, but we came to fight.
We are American.
Somebody's gotta stand up.
Stand up.
Somebody's gotta do what's right. We're rising cause we're fed up.
Fed
got
up.
Our house in order and got yours inside.
Good morning, Sovereign Minds. My name is Mark Kent, and I'm your host today. We'd like to thank our sponsors, North State Consultants. We'd also like to thank Carl and Linda Bott for letting us do our show here. Anyway, and oh, Carl, the check's in the mail. Anyway, I'm here in the studio with Bob, our trusted soundboard operator and all-around great guy.
Good morning, Mark.
Good morning, Bob. And we have a special guest. We have Ruth Angel today.
Good morning, Bob, Mark.
She's our
Thank you for having me on.
Very good. She's going to be our co-host because my sister is gone today. She's somewhere over on the coast doing an AMVET thing and with my wife. So
you couldn't remember her name. You're
no,
you know,
I can remember. I didn't mean it to sound like that, but anyway.
Oh, what's your name?
Boy. Yeah, you guys are really going to get me in trouble here.
Yep.
So I'd like to play this Greg Hunter thing to start with, and it's about 10 minutes, and then we'll take a break, and then we'll come back, and that'll give us our talking points that we want to go over. So go ahead and hit it, Bob, and we'll go from there.
Hi, I'm Greg Hunter. This is the weekly news wrap-up for Friday, May 3rd, 2013. President Obama gave a press conference this week, and one of the first questions right out of the gate, and I have to give credit to Ed Henry, was about the Benghazi attack where our ambassador was killed and three other people. And he said, hey, there are reports that State Department employees are being pressured to keep quiet about what went on in Benghazi. The president said he didn't know anything about that. Meanwhile, they're setting up another congressional hearing next week about Benghazi, and some of these whistleblowers are going to testify. I can't imagine this being good for Hillary Clinton's run at the presidency in 2016. A lot of people charge that the White House is stonewalling about facts and details because they're trying to cover up an awful mistake in foreign policy. And with four Americans dead over there, I don't see how you can argue that there was an awful mistake and we should get to the bottom of it. Next up, war drums continue to pound in Syria. There are charges of chemical weapons being used by the Assad regime. Remember, President Obama said this was a red line and a game changer. And now the president says that he doesn't want to rush to judgment. In a way, I don't blame him. You know, Russia has a base in Tartus on the Syrian coast. They're not going to like Assad being kicked out of power and them losing that base. That's a strategic base. The Iranians don't want to see Assad out of power. And I think the Iranians think if Syria falls, boom, they're next. So, yes, the president is going to think long and hard about this. But still, meanwhile, it's reported that we're going to be sending not only just humanitarian aid to the Syrian rebels, which have a big al-Qaeda component, go figure, but we're going to be sending them, you know, arms. And this is another escalation in a civil war with al-Qaeda on one side, the West is supporting, and Hamas, or Hezbollah on the other side, that is supported by Iran and the Russians. 70,000 Syrians have lost their lives already, and there is no end in sight and no peace talks scheduled. Keep your eye on Syria. Speaking of war, China has sent a platoon of its troops deep inside India. It's a disputed territory on the Chinese and Indian border. And, you know, this is sparking tensions. Now, this is only a platoon of Chinese troops, but they're staking a claim about 12 miles into India, and tensions are mounting. Might I remind you, both China and India are nuclear armed. Now, I'm not saying this is going to turn into a nuclear conflict, but this is not a peaceful step by the Chinese. With they're not just a few hundred yards inside the Indian territory. They reportedly are 12 miles inside India's territory. This is a problem, and I don't know what it means, but I don't think it is an overt sign of peace in that region. Yet another war. Wars and rumors of wars. There you have it. Watch this one. The Boston bombing case is, you know, netting some more arrests, three arrests, as a matter of fact. And here's the surviving brother, Sanaev, and here is, you know, friends that basically are helping him out. And they are being charged with a cover-up. I'm not going to tell you, say a lot about this whole case and what's going on, because we're going to be learning a lot about this case and these terror suspects as time goes on. But I do want to say, when this thing first happened, members of the left side of the mainstream media immediately came out and basically alleged that, you know, this is, you know, tax, you know, people who are upset with American taxes, that people were maybe the possibility of the Tea Party or right-wing people, or, you know, alluding that it was, Republican-type people, which at the time I said was outrageous and despicable. And now we find out these are foreign-born, bona fide terrorists that have nothing to do with the Tea Party, the Republicans, tax people, nothing. One of the people on the left, Lawrence O'Donnell, came out with this. And you know what? He should be ashamed of himself. He's no journalist. He's a spin doctor. And he should apologize for this repugnant charge and trying to score political points after a gruesome terror incident. Mr. O'Donnell, you should be ashamed of yourself for what you said. It's absolutely, positively false. Next up, the economy is so weak that the Federal Reserve has announced, this is a big surprise, ready, ta-da, the Fed keeps stimulus going full speed. You know, let me tell you why the Fed is keeping the stimulus going full speed. Because the economy is rolling over, as we talked about earlier this week on Monday with Carl Denninger, who hit it right on the head and said, hey, this is, you know, Fed money printing is running out of gas, basically. Well, so the Federal Reserve comes out and they make this statement that, well, they could increase or decrease it. I think they're being coy. They're not going to decrease it. Yeah, if they stop it, it will implode. If they decrease, you know, this money printing, this $85 billion a month, I think the economy really begins to roll over, if not implode. And I think what they're hinting at is they're going to increase it. That's how bad the economy is going. And this against the backdrop of Obamacare. That is already law, and it's rolling out in stages. And, you know, it's going to really roll out in full by about 2014. It's really going to start really coming to fruition in 2014. But employers are already basically adjusting for that. They are cutting people's hours back to 29 hours. So somebody making 40 or working 40 or 50 hours to feed their family, you can work 29 because we don't want to pay you, you won't give you insurance. Companies that have less than 50 employees that may have expanded, oh no, we're not going to expand. You know, then we'll have to be on the hook for insurance. And so, you know, outgoing Senator Max Baucus said that Obamacare is a train wreck. Harry Reid said, well, if it's not implemented correctly, implemented well, it'll be a train wreck. You know what? I think Baucus got it right, the outgoing senator from Montana. It's going to be a train wreck. Other people in the medical profession say when this thing fully gets rolled out in 2014, it's not fully, mostly in 2014, it's going to be chaos. I don't care what you call it. It's going to be a drag on the economy, and it's going to be a drag on job creation. And I think many Democrats are starting to realize this. But what are they working on? A failed gun legislation. Immigration, as if we need, you know, millions of more people running across the border to get jobs that we don't have. This is absolutely unbelievable. And what Are they working on anything like maybe trying to jail some bankers? That now we find out recently that the Attorney General Eric Holder says, well, we can't prosecute these people because, you know, it could implode the economy. Oh, really? And we're talking about money laundering, HSBC, for drug cartels. We're talking about rate rigging in an $800 trillion market for LIBOR. We're talking about, you know, robo-signing, foreclosure fraud, forgery, perjury, securities fraud. Oh, no, we can't charge any of these people because it'll implode the economy. We have to live with this ongoing crime and fraud by big bankers. And, oh, by the way, we'd like to have your guns. People need to get in tuned to where this is a bigger picture, that we have, our Attorney General admits crimes, basically, have been committed, but cannot or will not prosecute because, well, it'll implode the system. So they just continue, unabated. And, oh, by the way, we'd like to have your guns. Dr. Kermit Gosnell, his trial has gone into deliberation. He is the Philadelphia abortion doctor. He's charged with four counts of first-degree murder and, you know, more than 250 other counts, some of them pretty gruesome. You know, if convicted, I think this abortion doctor should get the same thing that these babies got, that he allegedly killed outside of the womb with scissors by cutting their spinal cords. He should get the death penalty. Now a revelation comes out in other investigations that other abortion doctors and doing late-term abortions could be doing the same thing. Yes, that's right, killing babies outside the womb. Say what you want about abortion. If killing babies outside the womb that survive abortion isn't wrong, I don't know what is. We've lost our way as a country. Finally, it's official. Gold and silver can be and will be used as currency in Arizona, and it's the second state to allow gold and silver to be used as currency. Many other states are thinking about doing this. And what are these states seeing? And while I'm at it, there's a new poll out that says 29% of registered voters think that armed conflict may be necessary in the next few years to protect our liberties. 29%. This is a pretty good-sized college that put out this poll. 29%, 300 million people, that's close to 100 million people that think armed conflict might be necessary. About 18% of Democrats, a little more than 40% of Republicans, and independents as well. So the spectrum is covered. What does that tell you about the psyche of at least some of the American voters? I just don't see how that's a good indicator of things going well in the country. Finally, I want to thank everybody for coming on to the site. We have some of the smartest people. I know I say that. I'm not, you know, patronizing you. I think we have some of the smartest people. I want to thank some of the people that you not only use the donations button, but actually sent a check to the P.O. box. Thank you. That helps us, and that goes to the bottom line of running this site. That's the way I see it. I'm Greg Hunter. Have a nice weekend.
Well, that's Greg Hunter for the weekly wrap-up. But I'll tell you, everything that he just talked about, did anybody hear any of that in the mainstream?
Well, you have the doctor that's been, you know, they've been not a lot. But
not even
a little.
Does that tell you something?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So anyway, let's go with our first quote and then we'll hit a break. Life isn't about waiting for the storm to pass. It's about learning to dance in the rain. By unknown. With that, let's go to a break and we'll see you on the other side.
We were made to be courageous. We were made to lead the way. We could be the generation that finally breaks the chains. We were made to be courageous. We were made to be courageous. We were warriors on the front lines, standing now we're watchers on the sideline while our families slip away. Where are you, men of courage? You were made for so much more. Let the pounding of our hearts cry. We will serve the Lord.
Join We the People Radio every Sunday morning with Elizabeth Woodward and Aaron Ryan, where we talk about all things fiscal responsibility, limited government, and adherence to the Constitution.
Let's roll.
There's a job to be done.
This two-hour program offers you the opportunity to learn about issues the mainstream media only delivers in sound bites. Go to our website, wethepeopleradio.us, learn about people that are coming on the show, and if you'd like to hear them in person, find a Tea Party meeting near you. You can find that link at wethepeopleradio.us as well.
The federal government is calling the Utah prairie dog an endangered species. Despite the fact there's an overpopulation of these creatures in much of Utah, they're damaging private property, but the property owners can't touch them. Iron County, Utah, public defender Matt Munson will tell us how Utah is fighting back this week on We the People, Sunday mornings 8 to 10 on AM 1460 KCNR. The home of good health in Redding for over 30 years is Orchard Nutrition. You'll love Orchard's in-store deli, featuring no-nitrate meats and fresh roasted beef from the local Lazy 69 Ranch. Try their bakery fresh bread, and of course, there's organic produce washed in Orchard's purified water. A part of the Redding community for over 30 years, family-owned and operated for three generations, Orchard Nutrition is far more than a health food store. They're the North State Nutrition Experts. Orchard Nutrition, 221 Locust Street in Redding.
Three little words that will change your life forever. You have cancer. You also have choices. At Pace Cancer Center, we believe that the battle against cancer can be fought with a positive attitude, care, and excellent medicine. Dr. Pramila Dhanuka is a board-certified oncologist, and she is offering the highest level of care for cancer patients for over 10 years. At Pace, you'll discover why hundreds of local cancer survivors have chosen Pace Cancer Center for treatment. To learn more about your choices available at Pace Cancer Center, call 247-1425.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
So it's Tuesday night and I'm sitting here on Facebook. Next thing you know, I'm in a heated debate with some eco-friendly, man-made, global warming, crime of the century, imaginary, shovel-ready, go-green, dysentery, college graduate, liberal-bearded, progressive, useful idiot. I wonder what Sarah would do. Yeah, this goes out to all you four-wheel driving, hunting, fishing, gun-toting, clinging to religion, real Americans with real transmissions. No catalytic converter stifling our emissions, meaning what they say and saying what they mean, kind of like our beauty queen, defending the American dream. This one goes out to you, Barracuda.
Sarah, watch your smile for me, baby.
I love this song. We should play this a little bit. This is Toot Sweet, and that's a great, great little deal on Sarah Palin. But I like that because it's like it's driving them crazy. And that's what needs to happen. We need to drive these guys crazy because the media is absolutely on, no matter where you look at, not giving us the big picture, not looking at it as a whole, not looking at what's happening here across the board. They are spinning it either to the right or to the left. Take your pick.
Well, we just talked during the break, and we talked about how if you're a Fox News listener, and I kind of listen to all of the channels, but if you're a Fox News listener, they give you the information, but like you say, they balance it, or in fair and balanced news, they give you the left side of it, so they're not really giving you the full picture.
Right.
They have been doing a lot of work on the Benghazi issue,
right,
which, you know, when he talked about Benghazi, I'm thinking about Hillary Clinton saying, what does it matter? What
yeah.
does it matter? And to me, that angered me more than the president just staying deaf about it.
You heard what Jay Carney said about it, didn't you? He said, oh yeah, Benghazi, that was a long time ago.
Oh yeah, that was a long time ago. And
6-8 months?
Yeah, when we had we have had really no answers from there.
No, and that's not going away at all. I mean, because it now evidently that we've got some guys coming out, the whistleblowers that are saying that, oh yeah, they did know, and oh yeah, they told them go ahead and let them kill them, basically. They didn't give them any help. And so, you know, my take on Fox News is they're the least in the tank of all the ones that are in the tank.
Right.
But they're still in the tank because they won't report on any of the birther stuff that's going on. They won't report. I mean, there's so many things that get blacked out. I mean, just as an example on the birther report thing, it's in front of the Alabama Supreme Court right now. There's a civil case going on, and a criminal prosecution on the Ford's birth certificate is starting to look like it's getting traction in the Congress. They've got VIPs up there looking at all the evidence. None of this makes the news.
Well, I gotta say, in Fox's defense, that they have a radio station to run, and the birther issue is actually an issue that is, you know, it has small numbers of support, and I say that in respect to all of their viewers. So, if they started running that kind of stuff, they would not have the audience. I don't think that they would. What they're basically trying to do is keep the Benghazi issue, the doctor issue. They're trying to keep those in front of people, which I think is a good thing, because if you're not looking at the stuff on your own, like you just heard with Hunter, then you've got a problem.
Yeah, you're making my point for me exactly, because the real deal is they're supposed to be reporting the news, not cherry pick the news for viewership. That's what we're supposed to have is journalism. And the fact that we've got it in front of the Supreme Court of Alabama, by the way, which might, you know, we've seen it time after time after time get thrown out. This guy actually is a conservative who believes that the Constitution has meaning. So this could be a little bit of a game changer. And Arpaio and Zulo are finally getting involved in a civil case because they feel it's so important because what they didn't want to do is bring up their evidence, is what my understanding is, for a criminal case and reveal it in a civil case until they get to the criminal prosecution on the forgery. So evidently that looks like it's going forward. My point is, so, you know, we get all these little sayings like fair and balanced and, you know, our local guys, we just report the facts or whatever. Really? What facts? You know, they're not reporting anything of value that doesn't either bolster their listenership or bolster their agenda.
Well, if you hold on to the birther issue, and that, to me, like a lot of other people, the birther issue is the least of. And I know that, you know, you have a president, but he's there. He's not going anywhere.
Well,
and this is whatever happens is going to be done after his presidency.
Well,
and
no,
it'll
but,
be certainly a lot easier.
But the point you're missing is that there was criminal forgeries all along the way.
Sure.
So it is important, because if he's there unconstitutionally, number one, if he's not born in Hawaii, number one, then he doesn't, everything that he's done in the office of the president is null and void.
That's right. And so what are the repercussions, if you think about it, Mark, if they do say, okay, this is all a fraud, we're gonna impeach him, he's out of there, we're not.
Did you know that
to...
there's 99 articles of impeachment already drafted in the House?
So let me ask you, all the rules, all the Obamacare, all of the things that have
out
happened,
the window.
All gone.
Gone.
And do you think that actually is gonna happen?
Do you think that's important to have as, to be an issue?
Oh, I'm not saying it's not an issue.
What I'm saying, no, but wait a minute.
Or the birther is not an issue.
No,
I'm saying is that this is my point, that the no matter what happens, they're going to take issue with maybe all of this. They're going to put their proof out there, and maybe they win their case, maybe they don't. But nothing is going to change. There'll be a congressional action that allows everything that's been done to continue, and then they slap him on the wrist.
So what you're saying is the media shouldn't report it then, right?
I'm not saying that. I'm just
saying. But that's the point. That is the point, is where's the media at in all of this, shaping public opinion? You know, we can say it doesn't matter, but the media is supposed to be the watchdog. They're supposed to be telling all this stuff. We're supposed to be making up our own minds. They're not supposed to be telling us and directing us down the road, well, it's really not a big issue because he's already the president.
But who gave the media the power to be the watchdog?
The Constitution.
Well, they can write whatever they want.
Wait a minute, but that's they're supposed to be the watchdog on the government. And if the media is being controlled and circumvented by a large group of bankers, remember it said in there the bankers were getting away with murder? Well, they're getting away with a lot of stuff because they're the ones that own the media station. So the media is no longer reporting any pertinent stuff that matters. Okay. And we're not getting any news.
Well, you're getting a lot in print. And obviously by these websites.
Well,
that's
all alternative sources.
And I think Bob made a good point. You have all the resources now to get the information, but it's all conflicting.
Well, my point is that, and Bob's exactly right. And here's the bottom line. You can't believe anything the media tells you in the mainstream anymore. You have to look to do your own homework.
Okay, you do your own homework, and depending on your view or your slant, you're looking at websites that are there. You're not really looking at somebody that has a good argument in opposing it. Now, I actually listen sometimes to MSNBC, which is, I know, horrible, but I like to hear the other side.
I have
not because
I have no problem with that, but we're not getting the other side. We're getting one side. We're getting the side of keep the Republicans and the Democrats fighting. We're getting the side of the government is the answer to pretty much everything. And we're getting a one-way street. We're not reporting on the important news of a challenge in the Alabama Supreme Court, this abortion issue, gold and silver in Arizona becoming legal tender. I mean, I could go on and on and on and on. None of that's getting reported in any of the mainstream news. That's the problem. You cannot believe anything in the mainstream news. You can listen to it to see what they're saying. I do that too. But what they're saying is never what the real big issues are, in my opinion. It's all spin doctor.
Well, you're absolutely right. I'm just saying what I believe is that there are big problems. We have huge problems with AB 109 in this state. You have Oakland that is just a battlefield. It's just a prison, only it has open borders. In Fresno, same thing. Murders every day. You have a doctor murdering babies. I mean, these are really big issues when in California, they're slated to be billions above their anticipated, surplus with this new, with the Proposition 30 that's gone through. So we're having billions, but yet Governor Brown is saying to the federal courts, we gotta release more. So I don't understand the thinking.
Well,
where
do you know what you got to understand? Here's the thinking. The government is taking over our lives. They're turning us into slaves to them. And that's why they want all of our guns. See, that's what Greg Hunter's saying is look at the big picture. Look at don't just look at all the little headlines here and there. Look at what's happening overall. The border security, the guns, the Muslim Brotherhood, shipping arms to them. We've got a traitor in the White House. And treasonous activity in the Congress and the Senate, not every one of them, and they're trying to get our guns away because we can't, at some point, remember what he said? 29% of the people in the country think that we're gonna have to have an armed conflict to get our liberties back. That's the big picture.
It is the big picture, and all I'm saying is that we need to get folks focused on the local and the problems in the local arena the legislature in California they're criminal. And the things that they're doing every day, trying to get, fertility for homosexuals.
Well, I'm not disagreeing with you that the problem needs to be solved locally to get to the bigger picture of across the board. I'm not saying start at the federal level. I'm saying start at the local level. I totally agree with you that, but get the big picture. Get the big picture, what's happening at the federal level. And if you don't start getting involved in the local level, you're an idiot.
Bob, you had something.
Well, I'm just going to say the legislature in California seemingly is devoid of common sense because the obvious answer to the AB 109 problem is to build more prisons, but nobody wants to do that. They'd rather spend money on high-speed rail.
Well, it's devoid of common
sense. Or tunnels.
It's devoid of common sense if you're thinking in rational terms. It makes perfect sense if you're trying to spend the government into collapse and then come up with a solution that the government is the answer to all the problem, which is never let a good crisis go to waste. And we end up all working for the guys in Sacramento.
Well, I guess for me, and I'm just going to put this in simple terms because I have a simple mind, to me to look
I won't touch that, Ruth. I'll let that go.
To look at the birther issue. And I know it's there, and it has validity in my mind. It is so far off my radar that chemtrails, and I'm saying that to raise you up, Mark, but those are so far off my radar when I look at having a surplus in California, and that money will be going to schools and community colleges as opposed to really understanding. And I have a brother who works in the law enforcement in Fresno now, but the murders every day And all of them can be traced back to the prison release, and they're going to release more.
And why are they doing that? I mean, you got to look at the big picture again. I mean, if you've
it's
got
Governor Brown, it's not unlike what he did back in the 70s.
Sure, but if you've got a Manchurian candidate in the White House, a Manchurian candidate in the Capitol down in California, that's the big issue. That's what needs to be mainstream news. That's what I'm saying is they're not reporting is that these guys are communists. These guys are getting rid of the American way of life. They're turning Saul into debt slaves, and the media is not reporting any of it.
So you have these local channels. You have KRCR. You have Fox 21 or 24, and those are local channels.
Do you know what they remind me of? They remind me of it. You remember the Blues Brothers? You know, when they go into the elevator and all of a sudden the outside their SWAT team's going off and the, they're rappelling down the edge of the building and they get in the elevator and it's like, dun, 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 dun. That's what this is like.
Well, it's like a fire, the big truck fire there at Trader Joe's yesterday, the big thing. And when we've got all these other issues and this right on our doorstep, this AB 109 stuff, and you're actually on your own and they want to take our guns away from us. That to me is a big issue and needs to be
addressed.
We're
getting on the same page. I can see it right now. I think with that, we probably have to go to a break. How screwed up is that? We agree.
We agree.
You could crank this up too, Bob. This is good.
We rock!
Well, Bob, you are irresistible.
Oh, pure and simple.
Naturally the best.
We're Mount Shasta Springwater.
Hi, I'm Dr. Maria Salas. Join me on the first and third Saturday for the Positively Healthy Show from 10 to 11 a.m. The Positively Healthy Show focuses on health, lifestyle, fitness, and so much more. We keep you up to date on the current events locally and globally. Tune in to find out how you can be positively healthy. That's the first and third Saturday of the month from 10 to 11 a.m. on KCNR 1460 a.m. and streaming KCNR1460.com for the Positively Healthy Show with me, Dr. Maria Salas.
Everyone here at Bastiani Arms wants you to know that we're proud to be your local gun shop. There's a special feeling running a small shop. It gives us a chance to spend more time with you, getting to know your needs, your shooting habits, helping us become the best shop we can for you. It also allows us to order just what we need. Keeping our overhead down means keeping our prices down, tailoring everything in the store for you, the customer. We'd like to remind you, it's never too early to learn gun safety, so bring the family down because we'd love to meet them. Bastiani Arms, Larkspur Lane, 222-8222. Join the revolution.
Analog living in a digital world. Every week on Boomer Tech Radio, we explore how technology continues to impact our daily lives. Join us, Bob and Brenda Belongi, every Saturday from noon to one to learn about the latest goodies, gadgets, and gizmos, along with the breaking news that affects your day-to-day digital life. Boomer Tech Radio, brought to you by Advanced Automotive, safe, reliable car care for their customers and our community. That's Boomer Tech Radio, now noon to one on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Yeah, Bob wants me to break in on that, but it's such good music that I really don't want to. We're back, Sovereign Mind Radio, 1460.
Should be a DJ. Those are really good songs.
Yeah, we're finding some good tracks, Mark.
Hey, you know, it's what I do. It's who I am. It's how I roll. Listen, I wanted to hit a couple of points here. I need to talk about the Tea Party meeting on Monday. You know, sometimes we get into the show and it's so fast paced that it's hard to cover everything. But Monday night, 6 p.m. at Bonneview. I'm sorry. It's a 2570 Bonneview Destiny Fellowship, Bonneview Baptist Church. It used to be Bonneview Baptist Church, but now it's Destiny Fellowship. I don't know why I'm always stuck on that. So, anyway, they're having a talk there, and I believe it's I don't know if Stan Statham's on this or Joe Hansen or who all the speakers are, but they're talking about the state of Jefferson at the Tea Party meeting on Monday, and that should be a very interesting subject because. How cool would it be for us to break off from Southern California?
It'd be very cool.
You know, instead of having La Raza down there voting in our candidates, you know, who knows? Anyway, that's
or at least fair representation.
They only love us for our water.
Yeah, that's pretty much it. You know, I mean, that's pretty much it. I forgot to tell everybody today is May 4th and tomorrow is Cinco de Mayo. Yeehaw! Or, you know, yeah. How do they do it?
So we're celebrating independence in Mexico here in the United States,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
So they obviously celebrate the 4th of July there, right?
I don't think so. Last time I checked, I think they celebrate, you know, Zapata's, Reign of Terror, or what was it, the other guy?
I'm all for a good party and that sort of thing, but I don't know. That's not.
No, you know, we celebrate here is we celebrate May 1st in Seattle by rioting and trying to blame it on the Tea Party.
Oh, we do have, St. Patty's Day and those types of days. But.
Well, you know what May 1st is, right? That's when Lenin, you know, that was like Lenin's birthday or something.
I am just thinking about the kid a couple years ago in fifth grade that wore the USA Day or the USA t-shirt on the May 5th and he was, right. Sent home or
well, there's so many things. There's so many things going on. I mean, just this last week or two, some kid got suspended because he wore an NRA shirt.
Right, and there was a one with a Bible that read a passage from the Bible, but I'm not really sure.
Yeah, nothing going on here. Nothing to look at. Keep walking. You know, just all right, people. There's no just go away. You know, there's nothing to worry about. Move along. Nothing to see here. Really. So we got a caller, Bob?
We have Billy Bob in Palisadro.
All right, Billy Bob in Palisadro.
Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Bill.
Hey, good morning. Welcome again. I always listen to you folks. Great show, as usual. Hey, listen, you commented, and I'm so thankful you did, on this meeting Monday with the conversation being the state of Jefferson. This is absolutely essential for this Northern California, clear down into Rio Oso, Marysville, we grab all the agriculture, all our rice ground, we grab all our minerals, gold, timber, water, and we go into Southern Oregon, they're all in, we go clear up above Roseburg, and we open up this state with new rules, new regulations, and with common sense. And if we don't do this right now, we're nuts and we'll never save ourselves.
Well, you know, can we annex San Francisco and the Bay Area out of that equation as well?
Oh, no, they're gone. They we don't want them.
Is it Sacramento? Yeah. North?
We go right around Sacramento and it's up to the counties. If the counties want to vote in, we'll have Fresno County voting themselves in.
That'd be great because we could actually start some jobs. We could actually implement some new rules, get rid of CARB, get rid of all this crap that keeps us
from...
Well,
we have the bullet train that we could take advantage of.
Oh, yeah, and we have no part in this total insanity. I mean, I hear all these radio programs about, and yours included, on the problems, Common Core and this and that. We have to establish a solution.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I'm tired of hearing about the complaints. I mean, let's get people in the streets. Let's go.
Well, let me ask you a question, Billy Bob. What's the downside to doing it?
Nothing.
There is no downside.
They say the paper said we'd be broke. Huh, I don't think so. we'd pull more gold out of this country than you could shake a stick at.
Well, if the paper, if you believe anything written in the paper or on the blogs today, you got some serious problems. You know, you might be annexed to Napa State Hospital.
Well, the paper is assuming that we'd be operating under the same set of rules that California operates under.
Oh,
now,
well, that's true. We're going to have a surplus next year. Jerry Brown said.
Well, I don't know about that. Show's a great one. I appreciate every morning you guys get up and start working on this. But we've got to establish as an area, Southern Oregon, Northern California. It's doable. Maurice Johannesson, Stan Statham, with everybody, our new superintendents and supervisors and people have to get on board. Your radio program has to be a bully pulpit, and we got to go.
Well, I totally agree with you, Bill. That is the solution. That's why I'm down here, because what I'm trying to do is present people with enough truth that they finally figure out they have to get up off the couch, get up off their butts and do something, get involved, go to a Tea Party meeting, start an organization, get involved in the Integrity Project, do something.
Grassroots efforts. I think people are heard, and again,
you're doing it, and I appreciate all your effort.
Thanks, Billy Bob.
Thank you.
We appreciate your call.
All right, keep up the good work.
All right,
thanks, Bob.
All right. So should we go to a break now, Bob? Or we got a little bit in front of ourselves because of the Greg Hunter thing. I don't know.
We can do that if you like.
Yeah, let's hear Whitesnake here. I'm into music this morning.
Hello, Shasta County. This is Kurt Largent from Sheldon Largent Realty, and these are difficult times in our economy. It's difficult times in real estate, and people have lots of questions. Should I sell? Am I upside down? What is a short sale? What's cash for keys? What do I do if my house is sold on the courthouse steps? For answers to these questions and many more, please tune in Saturday from 9 to 10 here on KCNR 1460 AM to the Kurt Largent Radio Show. We talk about all things real estate. Brought to you by Jeterbilt Construction, Megastar Mortgage, Trinity Pest Control, and Sheldon Largent Realty.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar.
Join me, Paul Preston, Monday through Fridays from 10 a.m. to noon for Agenda 21 Radio right here on KCNR 1460 AM. And visit our website at agenda21radio.com.
You're probably wondering, where do I go? I'm out of coffee. Well, let me tell you, Tobacco and Brew, guaranteed to provide you with the freshest coffee beans. With the rising cost of coffee, Tobacco and Brew offers the best prices, quality, and a large variety as well. Check it out. Go in and meet the friendly staff who will help you with selection and specification of your brewing needs. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
It's Danbury time again in the city of Shasta Lake. Friday, May 3rd through Sunday, May 5th will be very special this year. 2013 is the city's 20-year anniversary and the 75th year since the start of construction on Shasta Dam. Events kick off with a Friday night car show and cruise and finish with Sunday's garden fair. Saturday morning, grab a pancake breakfast at the fire hall, watch the parade, and attend a special afternoon in Claire Engel Park featuring vendors, music, and free food to the first 800 attendees. So ready the family for three fun-filled days in the city of Shasta Lake.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Here I am, rock you like a hurricane.
Yeah, you know, we're playing some pretty good tunes this morning.
Here we are.
We're rocking you like a hurricane to Scorpions. That's old stuff. Good stuff. Good stuff. Well, we've talked a lot of times more on the break than we do on the air here because we get going. Ruth knows how to push my buttons here.
It's hard for us to think of 80s music as old stuff.
Yeah, I know. It's, yeah. Those are the golden oldies now, you know. You know, there's so much going on, and we were talking about this on the break, clarity of thought. We're getting bombarded with so much useless information from the media.
I believe on purpose.
Absolutely, in my opinion, on purpose, that we don't know what ends up. I mean, you know, I watch Channel 7 and Dancing with the Stars come on when I'm watching the news. That's the news? Really? Dancing with the Stars?
Well, they spend 3 hours in the morning on all of the, you know, you get the Celebrity Apprentice that lost, you get a lot of useless kind of things where back when we used to watch Walter Cronkite, I mean, delivery.
There was a change in the paradigm, if you will, of network news when the news and entertainment divisions of networks became intertwined, and there used to be a wall between them at one time.
Exactly.
Yeah, I mean, now you get stuff, Lindsay Lohan, back in rehab, you know, I mean, really?
Or not.
The news is a vehicle to cross-promote the entertainment.
In the meantime, I'm listening on the internet to a guy saying, 29% of the people in the country think that an armed conflict is going to have to happen to retain our liberty. Dancing with the Stars, Lindsay Lohan? Really?
Because you feel the tension, and when you talk about clarity of thought, I was just telling you, when I went on vacation, turned my phone off, didn't have access to a computer, and you just go out and you see the world for what it is, you're going into third world countries, you see, people who are really poor, and if you're out there buying something for $2, you're getting a lot or whatever it is, and you're supporting their community to help these folks who are so appreciative. And then you come back to this it's like you rethink what's your priorities are and what your plate should be, because the human person can only cope with so much, and what sends them over the edge. You see that movie with Michael Douglas when, you know, he nuts up and
which one you're talking about.
But the thing of it is that people can only cope with so much, and they just dismiss other stuff. And when you cloud it and dilute it with a lot of different stories, people go, well, you know, I'm gonna have to think about that later.
I think I gotta go medicate and stuff, you know.
coping might be a reason for a medical marijuana card. I don't know.
Because like I'm going crazy because I can't process all this information. So I think I'll just get stoned and watch Dancing with the Stars. Really?
Way too much.
Yeah. You know, here's some books that I think everybody should read. This comes from A Sovereign Man. And, this I think will get people a start if they haven't got any of this information. Road to Serfdom, Road to Serfdom by Hayek, Frederick A. Hayek, Atlas Shrugged, Ayn Rand, Anatomy of the State by Murray N. Rothbard, Adventure Capitalist, Jim Rogers, Currency Wars by James Rickards, and Damon and Then Freedom, the sequel by Daniel Suarez. So I highly recommend that, you know, if you're getting your head filled full of garbage, Dancing with the Stars, Lindsay Lohan's drinking habits, you know, all that stuff that's really important besides your freedom, you know, you might decide to shut the TV off for a while.
The Bachelor, for crying out loud.
Is that actually a program?
I think it is. Yes, it is.
Oh, The Bachelor.
Mm-hmm. The Bachelor and The Bachelorette.
Yeah, I mean, the only thing I like is Deadliest Catch.
Well, I think it's mindless entertainment. I think people go there because they're so overwhelmed with what's going on. And
I think that
news,
the first part of what you just said, mindless, should be in quotes, but go ahead.
Well, I think people look at this kind of stuff because their own lives don't reflect that, and they just want, you know, see somebody else's heartache or troubles and just go, okay, they're not as big as mine.
I think it's like being an ostrich out on the African savanna. Yeah, I think I'll just put my head in this hole And pretend there's not a lion there, huh?
Yeah. I have to say, if you look at Dancing with the Stars.
I'm still going to get eight.
Dancing with the Stars, it's a talent. People like to dance, like to hear music. And then they go look at that kind of stuff because it's mindless. And you know, it actually is kind of fun to watch. I don't watch it personally, but, you know, I do see the
I like to dance and sing,
sometimes
too.
Sometimes mindless entertainment is
mostly naked in the shower. But other than that, you know, I mean, now get that out of your mind because that's a But
it's where I do my best singing, actually.
So you do a little Pavarotti, you know. But, you know, the real deal is that you got to wake up and get alternative sources of information other than the local media and the mainstream media, because they're all coming out of the same place. AP Washington, Reuters, you know, Scripps, they're all owned by the same guys. And it has nothing to do with the bankers or Wall Street or colluding with the government and the money and blah, 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 blah. I mean, Obama's just a stellar guy, according to the media. He's never done anything wrong. For those 99 articles of impeachment already drafted. Oh, don't worry about that. That's a mistake. The fact that, you know, half the country thinks he's born in Kenya and he can't provide a birth certificate that actually looks valid. And there's all kinds of cases on this, and there's a criminal thing going forward. Don't worry.
Don't worry, be happy, baby.
I hate that song.
Yeah, I'm on.
Yeah. I just think that your numbers at the Tea Party are growing, so yep. People actually are listening.
Not according to the newspaper. Well, they're shrinking.
Well, no matter what you say, I mean, I've been there. I've seen the numbers. They're increasing. People actually are getting a little bit more involved. When we do the Integrity Project, we have over 500 supporters now. People are listening. It's not something that people will say, look, I can't devote 100% of my time, but I'm willing to listen to what's going on, and I'm willing to support you via petition, via showing up every once in a while at a Board of Supervisors meeting, those types of things. So people actually are getting involved, and we're seeing it, and that was just a grassroots effort.
You know, it's tough when you're out in the field all day long, you know, and you gotta do something about the slaves, masters. You know, you might have to get up out of the field every once in a while and go sign a petition or something, you know? I mean,
I think people are doing it. And I think when you have things like the church, Churn Creek Bottom, where you saw 11,000 people say, hey, yeah, I'm in. You know, so you actually are getting people that are listening, but, you know, may not have the time. I mean, there was a time where I was working, 10 hours a day, where all I did was drive home from work and go to work and have dinner, but you just don't have time to wrap some of these things in your life, but when you do hear about them, you're willing to support them.
Yeah, you just need to watch a few episodes of the Bible. Let my people go! You know what I mean? Really?
I actually like the Bible. That was a great series.
This is great. But what I'm saying is, you know, bondage is bondage. Whether you want to believe you're in, see, the worst place to be is in bondage and think you're free.
But people don't feel like they're in bondage.
Really?
No.
So I got guys that are working, 40, 50 hours a week. At the end of the month, they're broke. Their money is becoming worth less and less and less. They're paying more and more in taxes. I don't know. What's your definition of slavery?
Well, I don't know that that's it. But I do feel that there are a lot of people who are sucking off the, you know what, of the state, and those people are making decisions for those of us that are hardworking, and it is coming to a point where when you talk about a surplus that's going to go to community colleges, I love that, but I don't want that money spent for illegal immigrants getting tuition when our own kids can't get in to school.
Yeah, I just Googled slavery, okay, just to see. The definition of slavery is several things.
Are you doing this Wikipedia? Is that where you're going?
No, this is the free dictionary.
Oh.
Okay. The law. Okay. Law. This is slavery. The state or condition of being a slave, a civil relationship whereby one person has absolute power over another and controls his life, liberty, and fortune.
I'm not sure that's absolute though.
Really?
So, but the government will tell you that's freedom in its Orwellian fashion.
Yeah.
Slavery is freedom.
Well, see, do they control your life?
Rules and regs.
Yeah,
rules
because regs. Do they control your
civil
liberty?
Civil society.
Well, there's civil and there's a civil free society, which is what the founders envisioned, and we've gotten so far away from that that we're now in a civil slavery society.
Well, I'd like to really see what the state of Jefferson is going to offer to make this to where people want to be a part of it and say, you know, I don't know anything about it, to be honest with you, but I'd like to see what they have to say, what the downside is, and move forward. But
yeah, we got about a minute. Find your passion, find your why, find your reason. That is, find the thing that motivates you. Is it your kids, your grandkids, belief in freedom? Quit complaining if you're not going to do anything. Are sports more important than your family's survival? Turn off the TV, pry your butts up off the couch, get involved, get educated on the issues, start a neighborhood watch, run for city council, store food, read something that matters, join a tea party, listen to Sovereign Minds, We the People Radio, find an alternative source of media, quit being a sheeple. You've been dumbed down and lied to. Stop being complacent. Question everything and sources. Do your homework. It's time to do something. And then,
show, Mark.
Very good. You were born an original, don't die a copy. Government is not reason, is not eloquence, it is force, and force like fire is a dangerous and servant and a fearful master. Thank you, Ruth, for being my co-host.
Stay tuned and find out if Ruth will host the Kurt Largent Show on KCNR Shasta Redding.
Fox News Radio. I'm Chris Foster. A roadside bomb kills 5 American troops in southern Afghanistan today. Their armored vehicle ran over it.
Less than a week after the Taliban launched its spring offensive, more deaths for NATO troops in the country. The 5 U.S. troops who died today come on the heels of the deaths of 3 British service members earlier in the week, also killed by a roadside bomb. Although the International Security Assistance Force in Afghanistan declined to give the nationalities of those killed today, a Department of Defense spokesperson confirmed to Fox News that they were Americans. 47 members of the U.S.-led coalition have been killed this year, including at least 32 from the states.
Fox News Radio's Kimberly Adams. Thousands of Sunni Muslims are running away from a town on the Mediterranean coast in Syria, Banias, saying pro-government gunmen have been going around shooting people, including kids. Meantime, the Israeli Air Force launching a strike in Israel, targeting a shipment of weapons meant for the militant group Hamas. It's Israel's second strike there this year. In his weekly